Hey, this is Daniel. Thanks for listening to DIY Money. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a 5-star review on iTunes so your friends know that they can learn from the show. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of DIY Money.
DIY Money.
How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great. What's been going on?
I mean, fantasy football. If we're on a podcast together, we have to talk.
People want to know. Says no one. No one's ever actually
asked us. I love the fantasy.
How's that going? No one's ever commented
about it because that's what we do.
Anything, but we're assuming that it's interesting.
So,
I am mediocre. I am mid pack right now,
Daniel.
With the team I have, it's really unacceptable.
Yeah, your team's stacked.
It is pretty stacked.
And you had Cooper Kupp come back. He's healthy now.
Yeah, but. Last week, what happened? I had a couple people who just were flat last week, basically. So it was a matchup I should have won. Didn't. Just because of, people seemed off their game last week. So hopefully this week is a turnaround week. We'll see. It seems like it. Yeah, it just ebbs and flows.
That was really uplifting. Well, I'm a baller, so I'm killing it. I'm in second
place
right now.
You're crushing it this year.
It is like
which
the opposite
is weird because we basically have the same team.
We have a similar team. I made a good trade. I traded Michael Pittman for Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor was great last week.
Came back.
Hopefully continues to do that. What else is going on? What fall things are you doing? What soups are you making?
What soups are we making? I mean, our standard sausage, kale, lentil, which we gave you the recipe
so
of,
fire.
And you have bought into that.
Yeah, me and my wife make the sausage kale lentil soup. It is amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, fantastic. We've made a pumpkin soup.
Ooh.
Or squash. It's the same thing. Pumpkin is a squash.
It is?
Sorry to bust everybody's bubble.
I did not know that. Pumpkin is a squash?
Yeah. It's a type of squash.
Now we know.
Somebody in agriculture is going to reach out and give me a delineation of where pumpkin deviates from squash. But yeah, it's a pumpkin squash. Like a pumpkin... The pumpkin that you get in the can is squash.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it.
It's basically squash. Yeah, it's a squash. I'm going to go with that.
It's an earth.
I'm all in on pumpkins or squash. There's not much difference between carving pumpkin and a butternut, is there?
I don't know.
If you cook the... I mean, if you open up a pumpkin, it's basically a squash. back to New Corner here. You don't even know what to say.
I don't. I'm blank. Apparently.
So we've made that type of soup.
Fair enough.
And we got others on the docket once the weather's finally...
Pumpkin soup doesn't even sound good.
Pumpkin soup topped with a little bit of bacon and pepitas.
What's a pepita?
It's a pumpkin seed.
A pumpkin seed is a pepita? A
roasted pumpkin seed.
Mamma mia, papapia, baby got the diarrhea.
I'm pretty sure.
Roasted.
Google that, pepita.
A pepita
is a pumpkin seed.
It's a squash.
P-E-P-I-T-A.
It's a fancy name for the seed. Why is it not just called a pumpkin seed?
Similar, not the same.
That's
what makes it similar.
Same thing as squash. So pepita and a pumpkin seed are not the same thing.
Yeah, we're doing a lot
just
of
so
fly research here.
Okay, we have a question to know.
Speaking of agriculture.
Housekeeping.
Oh, yeah,
ends.
Do your housekeeping. Yeah. Why are we so behind today?
Because you wanted to talk about pepitas. We are sponsored by Jewel Financial, this episode and all episodes. Wealth Development Program is kicking. We've been meeting with people all over the country, actually all over the world. I've met with people that are outside of the country too, which has been pretty cool. Then we also can send questions to podcast@diymoney.org. That's podcast@diymoney.org. Follow us on social media. It is DIY Money Podcast. And then finally, just... check us out on Twitter. My name, Logan Gilland, G-I-L-L-A-N-D on Twitter. Also, Quint Tatro on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, but I don't tweet or X or whatever it is now.
It is Xing now, yeah.
They need to solve that.
It's catching on, though. I hear a lot of people saying that they're Xing.
They're Xing?
Yeah. All right. Well, we do have a question today. Alyssa, what do you got?
D-I-Y!
Hey, DIY Money. My name's Alyssa from Iowa, and I have a question about paying down our new land purchase. In February, we closed on some farmland, and we're able to do a 50-50 loan with our bank and then the FSA loan for new farmers. The FSA loan recently sent us a letter that the new land we purchased has been deemed a disaster area due to the dry weather this year, and they are willing to defer payments for the rest of this year or next year, or all of next year. So our thoughts right now are to defer the payments for next year and throw that money towards the bank loan since it has a higher interest rate. But wanted to see if you guys have any other advice or ideas that we should do with that money. Love the podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
I bet Alyssa has opinions on squash.
Yeah, she probably
buying
grows
farmland.
Yeah, and it's probably not the same thing as a pumpkin, but whatever. But okay, Alyssa, we are going to go into depth in this, and we're going to talk, I think, a little bit more about our personal experiences. Like, we have student loans right now, my family. We have student loans for Hannah's school, my wife's schooling for PA school. But I want to just kind of answer your question off the top. Yes. What you're saying, yes. Okay, Daniel, what is deferment?
What you're saying,
like,
yes.
She's saying take the money from deferring and put it into the bank loan, I think makes total sense. But first of all, let's kind of give some context here, explain what the deferment means, what she's talking about as far as the loans.
Yeah, deferment is when you can legally stop making a payment on something because a lender has given you basically a period of grace for some particular reason that they've classified as acceptable.
Right.
Is that legal jargon enough for you? So you can't
really
like, so there's an episode in The Office where Michael Scott like shouts through the office that he declares bankruptcy.
Yes.
Like you can't just declare deferment.
Right.
And then stop making payments on something. You'd be like, can't just be like, yeah, I didn't make a payment this month. So
yeah,
I'm deferring.
Yeah.
Till next month. Like that's, yeah, that's defaulting. That's a whole other D word. And you do not want to do that. So deferment is, we saw this with the student loan freeze. That's a form of deferment. When you are in school and you take out student loans and you're not having to pay them off until after, like that, you know, after 6 months of being
after
out
the
of
time
school.
Period.
Yeah, that's a type of deferment. Disaster areas are some of them. Sometimes they'll be, I mean, in some situations you could have an agreement with banks. Probably during COVID, there was other types of deferment. Trying to think back of
yeah,
there
I
was
think there
widespread
was,
ones.
There
obviously,
was
student loans
on quite a few things, like right when COVID mm-hmm. first started, and they were saying, okay, you don't have to make payments right away.
Yeah.
Now, the difference though is when we had the student loans, and they had deferment during 2020 till basically October of this year.
Freeze.
It was a freeze. So what happened was there was no interest that was still accruing on those account on mm-hmm. those loans. But now, when you talk about deferment in the normal sense, not a freeze, a deferment, typically you do have interest accruing.
Yeah, and you see this on student loans, the right. subsidized versus unsubsidized, because the unsubsidized accrue interest,
right?
Right, even when they're in deferment and stuff like that.
Yeah, so my wife currently has student loans that are coming out. We are on a deferment period until she's done with PA school. 6 months after her PA school is over, then we have to start making payments on the loans. However, they are in deferment, but we still get interest that is accruing every single day on those loans. Mm-hmm. So, like Alyssa is saying, if you have the opportunity to have deferment on a loan, you can't just have a party. Like, it's not just, okay, now we have extra money for spending or whatever else. You need to utilize that money that is designated for that loan to help with something else. So for my wife's case, we are paying on the highest interest rate loan that she gets each time now so that there's not a ton of interest accruing so that when we're making payments, one, they're really high, and there's a ton of outstanding loans there.
Yeah, you don't want to act as if that payment will never be in your budget.
Right.
Because eventually it will.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you get used to a quality of life, especially like when you, if you were to get out of education loans is where this would really bite you, right? Mm-hmm. You get out, you start a career or something, and in those first 6 months, you set your entire budget without the loans, and then all of a sudden you hit that six-month period.
Yeah.
That'd be a rude awakening. But in this case, like, yeah, if you have deferment, you don't want to all of a sudden go, oh, that's, I mean, some of this is common sense, right? A lot of what we talk about on the show. You don't want to all of a sudden add expenses into your budget because you have deferment. So I like what they're doing here in terms of rolling that or trying to figure out, like, where would this be most useful? We actually don't need the deferment. We have the cash flow coming in. The disaster didn't really affect us in any particular way. So what do we do with this money? And so, yeah, they could keep paying on the loan that is in deferment. But when they're looking at the bank loan that's a higher interest rate, you know, does it potentially save them to switch it over there? And that could be, we don't have the interest rates on the loans. They didn't say that in the question.
Yeah, they didn't say that. She only said that the bank loan is higher.
We don't know the spread. Yeah.
The bank loan is higher. So if the bank loan is higher, I mean, yeah, we don't know if it's 3% higher. Or
yeah, so if it's like 10 basis points or 0.10,
right,
it's probably not going to make a huge difference. I mean, mathematically, it's going to make a difference, right? But if it's 2, 3, 4% higher, then yes, by mathematically paying the higher interest rate for the period of deferment and then switching back, even though you've accrued interest and all that, in the long run, you will squash those loans quicker. See what I did there?
What's a papita?
What's a papita? What's a papita? What's a papita? I have no words. So, Alyssa, I really like this. I mean, you're taking money that is basically, you're taking advantage of a situation. And we talk all the time. If you have a leg up for something, if a bank or government or anything gives you a leg up, then you take that money and apply it to the right places. For instance, I talked to people throughout the pandemic that were on student loan freeze, and they were like, okay, well, what do I do with this money? One, great question, because a lot of people took that frozen time period and just spent it, used that money for whatever. But you could strategically put that money into something that's safe, knowing that you will pay it off, but let's get some interest in the median time before payments restart. And then people had a big lump sum of money come October of 2023 that they could just throw money down and pay off a big chunk of their student loans when those restarted. So I love it. Use the best thing you can and make sure money goes to the right places. When you're paying off debt, it's all about discipline. It's all about making sure that money is going into the right place. We talk about the snowball method all the time. So if you had multiple loans and one was really small and the other one was quite a bigger balance, then sometimes you attack that smaller balance, even if the interest rates are different, because there's psychology to that. And having that paid off, then you can roll the payment for the lower or smaller loan into the larger loan. But in this case, you have a 50-50 loan. They're about the same balance. Taking that and putting it towards a higher interest rate, I think, makes total sense. I really like it, Alyssa. Anything else to add, Daniel?
No.
Okay, great. All right, friends, the secret to wealth is really quite simple. Live on less than you make. Invest the rest. Do so for a very long time. Make it a great one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the show. If you want content delivered to you regularly, be sure to follow us on Instagram at DIY.money. And if you want your question aired on the show, be sure to send that to us and you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card.
This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and is not intended as personal financial advice. Before making any financial decision, please do your homework and consult a financial advisor as needed.